It's the holiday season for many, but there's little cheer at Honors Academy. Yesterday, the Texas Education Agency basically told the charter operation it'll have to fight to keep its 7 campuses open once the spring semester ends. Honors Academy CEO John Dodd is ready.
We did get a lump of coal and a Christmas stocking, but that's an opportunity for us to turn that lump of coal into a diamond.
Under the state's new charter law passed this year, the TEA can close charters if they fail minimal financial or academic standards 3 years running. The state says Honors Academy has too many dropouts and low academic performance. Dodd calls that old news and says the problem's been fixed.
In the past, there were particular schools at particular grade levels where that was an issue from 2009. That is no longer an issue because we no longer have those particular grades, with one exception. That's the high school in Oak Cliff, which is recognized as one of the best high schools. And dropout rate there in 2013 is not an issue.
Dodd says a TEA monitor who visited earlier this year even concluded Honors Academy was complying with TEA requirements. And Dodd says since the charter's been cleared, it would be double jeopardy for the agency to bring it up again. But TEA ratings show the problem did not just occur in 2009. Honors was rated academically unacceptable that year through 2011. Then, under the latest STAR test, Honors Charter received the lowest possible rating again. Honors Charter parent, Faye Berry, with an autistic son in Park Branch Middle School, loves her Farmers Branch campus.
The teachers are superb. If your child needs special care or they're falling back in a subject, you don't worry, because that teacher will take your child one-on-one.
Mom Melissa Poston echoes Berry's words. She has 2 kids here and another who graduated, and says their grades improved almost from the start.
And teachers gave them more attention here, so if they had any issues with anything they didn't understand, there were teachers here that understood them more. Rather than being in the Dallas school, there was too many kids to, you know, be able to put that one-on-one focus.
The TEA says any appeal by Honors Academy will be tough, but John Dodd is confident.
We believe that charter schools need to be closed if they're not educating students. We're educating students.
If the school's appeal fails, Honors Academy doors will close for good at the end of the school year. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.